machine perfect.
Well, let's see. This is looking like some great execution as well. Coming up on that finish line, 209.894. 209.894. Really nice race for Pike. That's going to move them up into that top slot. Spirit C looking really good as well. Crossing just over 220. We get to 225.044.
That's really close to their B team time, too.
On behalf of Pike A, I'm going to say, boom. Just boom.
Putting aside that rivalry.
That was nice. That was beautiful.
That was almost Pike's exact time last year, so I'm really excited to see what the official time comes up as.
It brings a tear to my Sigma Nu eye to say that, but yeah, nicely done, guys. Nicely done.
Honestly, there are no words. Going to be very excited to see if they can pass drops. Fingers crossed. No DQs.
All right, the Pika A time is 209.86, which is about 50 milliseconds slower than their time winning time last year, which was 209.39. So that is incredible that they put up such solid times 2 years in a row, half a second apart from each other.
And we talked about how much slower the course has gone, right? What? The record's what, down 202 and change?
Yeah. Well, it's interesting because also last year we had one of the hottest years that I've seen, and when the roads get warm, the buggies get faster.
I was going to bring that up, that as we get later in the day, teams tend to have a tiny bit of advantage if the sun is out and keeping those roads warm and making your pushers' muscles warm.
Yeah, but a warm course will not compensate for all this white stripage and cracks, and that's really what's really happening. It could be hot and it would still be slower because the rolling resistance of a crack or a crater or a piece of this white paint tape is insanely high relative to asphalt.
Hey, if it was illegal to go out there with a power sander and make the entire course smooth, I would.
We got close to that back in the 80s.
So a really nice job by Pike. They moved to the top of the leaderboard at 209.86, about 3.5 seconds faster than CIA B, 213.14. Third place, SIGAP A, 214.73. SDC B, 214.84. CIA C, 219.18. Spirit A, 220.05. SAE A, 221. Fringe A, 222. SIGAP B, 222. APUS A, 222. Really tight on that leaderboard.
We have exactly two more A teams, so only two chances for Pika to lose that spot.
Do we have anyone timing Hill 1s? Who's the king of the Hill 1 so far? Do we know?
I am not positive on that number. I'm pretty sure Pike looked to be that. That being said, they may be topped right here by CIAA. Already won on the women's side, looking to win on the men's side. So let's go ahead and roll a package on them. Also a bit out for revenge this year after their DQ, but they'll be going up in this heat against Fringe B. The driver is Irini Bargava. Hill 1 is Konstantin Westerink. Hill 2, Jing Lin. Hill 3, Jaden Singh. Hill 4, Tanay Venkata. And Hill 5, Elaine Saul Dalma. And CIA looking to get a definitive win this year. They already did it on the women's side. Can they do it in the men's? They're in Kingfisher. The driver, Audrey Young. Hill 1, Renal Verghese. Hill 2, Shirzoy Jan. Hill 3, Jeffrey Zhang. Hill 4, Sebastian Peralta. And Hill 5, Daniel Emerson.
Very excited to see how this goes. I recall, aside from the DQ last year, CIA did have the fastest time around the course, and they just nearly missed out on the women's, because they also called up Mathia. So it looks like they're really, really angry about last year, just missing out on the title, and are ready to try to claim it this year.
I just got a 16.1 time for the Pika A men's on Hill 1, which is might not be quick. It was quick.
Also, shout out, this is Fringe's new build this year.
Blackbird. French starts all their buggy names with a B. So, I'm a personal fan of this one's paint job as well.
It looks gorgeous.
T-shirt. Cool. And we are going to see this the second to last heat here on WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 CIA. We saw they were able to deliver on the women's side. Can they do it on the men's? This is as focused and fired up as I've ever seen them.
The army of yellow hoodies.
And yet still SDC looms in the final heat after this, pending some rerolls. If you aren't excited with this, I don't know, you don't have a pulse or something. Pika holding on up top, 209.86, the time to beat.
There you go. They're getting ready to set the buggy down and run.
9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, ready, set.
CIA looking for the men's crown that they did not get last year. Coming up with some speed here on Hill 1, about 17 seconds the time to beat for King of the Hill. And they're going to be pushing it right here and shoved off right in that neighborhood. Fringe B really putting up a nice Hill 1 time there, but CIA's Hill 2 pusher getting some good preparation. A deep push there as they go into the free roll.
And this driver is a very experienced driver. I'm excited to see what laps she takes.
Driving really smoothly, pretty tight there in towards the curb. Buggy looking absolutely gorgeous out there as we approach the stop sign. It's a 53 second, maybe a shade behind what Pika was at right there as they come into the chute.
Looking quick. Yeah, pretty nice. Still don't see the second buggy. First buggy coming down nicely. Taking the transition to the chute flag. Nice smooth turn and very nice solid. That's a beautiful chute turn right there. Rolling out with some speed. Fringe B coming through a little wider, but lost a lot of juice down here for the Fringe B. Not sure what happened, but
yeah, coming
slow.
Through pretty slow there. Almost got smoked, but a good job by CIA's
catching up,
and they're looking very fast on these back hills here as Sebastian Peralta here rolling on Hill 4. Again, the time to beat Pika, last year's reigning champs in first place, 209.86. CIA shoving that 4-5 transition. They are zooming out here. This is looking like it's going to be a very fast one. Again, needing to get under that 209 time. CIA Daniel Emerson coming in here towards the finish line, and this is looking like it's going to be a very fast time as he approaches the finish line. Hand on the push bar, 207.592.
Wow. Here all the CIA people cheering, all the crowd clapping. Very impressive time.
That was beautiful.
Of the day, no doubt. Fringe B coming in here. Looking like they'll just be a hair over 2.5 minutes. CIA seems quite happy with that time. 233.53 there. And so the bar is set for SDC.
Bum, bum, bum.
Dun, dun, dun. Dun, dun. The last time SDC won a men's race, it was at 2022. A 208.74 was the time.
So they got to get faster in order to catch up to CIA. And CIA's official time is 207.53. Congratulations to CIA on a fantastic time. Currently top of the leaderboard, although we have, I think, one heat left.
SDC is coming up, and then we will have probably a couple of rerolls, although those will probably not be sub-210 times. Still, you know, important to have and all that. So SDC will be coming up here. CIA, excellent, excellent job there. I believe that's a men's record for them. I believe previously was 207.88.
Oh, very close. honestly, I'm just really happy for them. They came out to win, and it looks like they're trying really hard to do so. We won't know for sure until the next team.
Yeah. Also, do want to say it's WRCT's 75th anniversary. So shout out WRCT Pittsburgh. They're having an anniversary gathering happening in Tartan Pavilion right about now. So if you do want to pull away from this, hopefully they do have some audio from it up there. All WRCT alumni are invited to attend. Happy to be a part of that history of a really great radio station.
Seeing drops for Blackbird. The new buggy, it's always extra interesting to see first place three drops.
I was briefly a DJ on WRCT.
What were you spinning? What type of music?
The only song I remember spinning was a Neil Young tune, I think, but God, I can't remember the name of it. Oh, Welfare Mothers Make Better Lovers by Neil Young. That was the last track I remember spinning. I also did the Zinc Report for a year where I would come on Wednesdays and advise the price of the zinc.
I did actually briefly as a freshman guest on a show there called Sportsline, which is the most cliched name you could have for a sports show, and then I don't know what ever happened to the guys who hosted it, because they weren't students. Anyways, enough about us. Let's talk about these races. Let's talk about CIA at 207.53. SDC will be coming up here. They got to beat that time. You know, I think these two teams both so motivated. CIA, after what happened last year, really just trying to prove, no, we are no fluke. We can win. We can win against a full field. They delivered on that on the women's side. Now trying to do so on the men's side. SDC obviously coming back after that disqualification and trying to prove, no, we are still the top dogs. Obviously a ton of talent, ton of ability. Also just like a really interesting kind of cultural shift in the ways they tried to make sure they adjusted their team so that things like a sportsmanship disqualification don't happen again. So a lot to prove with SDC that, hey, we're this new look SDC, but it's the same results. 207.5, the time to beat.
Yeah, this phenomenon of an organization winning or keeping back to show that they really had the stuff. It's not for the fringe won once by a DQ, and everyone goes, oh, would that really have happened? Next year they came back so strong to prove that it was worthy that, yeah, they basically signed the new one, yeah, last year with no fluke either. Great to see a team rally around a point of contention and show, and that was delivery on every aspect. Pushing, driving, wheels, buggy design. Beautiful job.
And let's go ahead and look at the teams who are going to be out here. We have Apex Men's B in Solaris. The driver is Maggie Blair. Hill 1, Justin Souza Soto. Hill 2, Sam Green. Hill 3, Evren Konak. Hill 4, Matthew Hugh. And Hill 5, Jeffrey Wang. And trying to take back the title in Bane is SDC Men's A. The driver, Ezrin Flowers. Hill 1, Austin Welts. Hill 2, Matthew Garcia. Hill 3, Leon Wu. Hill 4, Chetan Chittakunda. And Hill 5, Om Patel.
Very excited. I'm actually really excited to see how this goes, because oftentimes changing a whole culture of a team, getting new leadership in, especially through such a rough time, is really challenging to maintain along with keeping the strength of the team. But I've heard good things about the current leadership. Apparently they had a episode on Rachel's podcast. I've heard that they have a great attitude in addition to...
Yeah, no, shout out to Lewis and the rest of the leadership. Really made some market change.
9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, ready, set!
So can SDC take the crown back, or will this be CIA's year? SDC looking very fast in that Hill 1.
Wow. Absolutely flying.
Definitely.
One of the fastest times today. I guess we'll have to see for the results of King of the Hill later. That Hill 2, though, really moving.
A really nice Hill 2, taking it pretty deep, letting go right before the crosswalk. and there's going to be a lot of pressure on CIA here. This is looking quite fast from SDCA. It is going to come down to the very last moment.
It's really crazy because oftentimes there's so many factors into a race, but this is one of the times where every little bit counts. Every single turn the driver makes, every single push, every single thing mechanically you do, how hot you get your wheels.
53 stop sign time, that's pretty much right in line with what we saw before. This is going to be close.
Okay. Upper transition flag. You can't even see the other buggy in this heat. They are just motoring. Ooh, a little weird early, a little too tight, but she didn't overcorrect. That's going to cost him a little bit. Second buggy just now getting to the transition part of the shoe flag. Turning in, smoothish. Looks like a hill tree. Wow, good pickup. He bumped it in, the thing's flying.
Yeah, they're looking really quick here. Maybe that little bit of a wobble in the chute might cost them. It's going to come down to these back hills. SDCA wants their title back. 207.53, the time that they are chasing.
You know it's good when the pusher has to run a whole bunch to catch up to the buggy.
And this transition 4 to 5 looking to be about the same time as when they transition for CIA. 207.53. Can SDCA be faster than that? They are coming up towards those finish line. Everybody looking. This one is going to be tight.
Six,
going over
7.
And it's going to be a 209.736. CIA, you see them celebrating, hugging on the sidelines, looking for a men's and women's sweep. Apex B coming up here. Again, all these times unofficial, but it seemed pretty definitively there. CIAA, the top time, a 207 and a half. Apex B coming across at 232.56.
Wow, that was neck and neck.
That was wild. That's one of those things. You just saw that little bit of waffling there in the chute, something like that. And CIA definitively wanted to prove they're the best team in buggy. They had a full field. No disqualifications. Top time, men's and women's. Excellent year for them.
I want to reiterate something Will said earlier, too, which is I confirmed with CIA that time, both of those times, men and women's, are organization records for CIA, which is absolutely incredible to do those both in 1 year, especially when it's not even that warm outside. So massive congratulations to CIA and all the hard work they put in for that.
Absolutely.
It's a 50-plus year organization.
50-plus years.
50-plus years. So hitting those, breaking those records has got to feel incredible.
It's absolutely amazing to watch. I'm about the same generation as all the current leadership on CIA, and they're such a great team. They care so much about doing so well. They're making choices mechanically. I've heard that they've been doing some experimentation, trying to improve their buggies. They've got a great team culture, lots of fun. So, honestly, a well-deserved win, if that's the correct number.
Yeah, excellent stuff out of them. Take a watch back at this. Really good effort from SDC as well. You know, I think not to be discounted, right? They were disqualified last year. Their team was in existential danger and still putting out incredible times.
Yeah, they shared such a story of resilience on the podcast, and it's wonderful to see SDC out putting up incredible times this year and making improvements to their organization and just moving forward in such a strong way. That's been really exciting to see, too, and everything has been really smooth, it looks like.
Yeah. If people can also stay clear of the course, we are going to have some re-rolls. I've been informed DG and SIGAP A both will be having re-rolls. So please do stay clear on the course. I did hear from some insider sources potential flagger interference being called on the SIGAP race. Is, I don't know if that's a fact. Yeah.
Yeah, it's hard when two buggies come up at the flags at the same time because you want to make sure that your driver has your flagging spot that they're used to. I am really excited for next year, though. The top three times are within a little over 2 seconds of each other, which means that even though there's a clean sweep, there's a lot of room for wiggle room next year. And honestly, that's exciting for me.
Yeah.
Hey, Will, can you run through the...
Oh, I would be delighted to. It would be my pleasure. In first place, taking home the gold. Looks like CIAA, a 207.53. Second place, SDCA, a 209.71. Third place, Pika, a 209.86, so 0.15 seconds separates them. In fourth, CIAB, 213.14. Fifth, SIGEP-A, a 214.73. Sixth, SDCB, a 214.84. CIAC, 219.18. Spirit-A, 220.05. SAE, a 221.17. And Fringe-A, in 10th, a 222.37. Getting the rerolls, it looks like the first reroll will be SIGNU-A rolling alone. The second reroll will be SIGEP-A and DGA rolling together.
And those are two A teams that both are capable of putting up competitive times. So this leaderboard is not final, for sure.
It's not final until awards ceremony, too. Sometimes there's something going on in the background that we don't notice in terms of DQs or in terms of any appeals that are made for stuff. So.
So if sixth place or better gets a trophy, what times do these three rerolls need to be targeting to take home a piece of hardware?
Yeah, no, great question. You're just killing them with the questions today, Mark. 214.84 is sixth place, so anything under that will get them a trophy. Obviously, SIGEP-A already up on there, but looking to improve, maybe even jump. Right now they're in fifth. Probably too much to ask for them to get in the third, but I don't know. I've seen crazier things happen. So
we're under 214. If they take this reroll, they take that time off the table. So, there's no safety bet here. They're betting they can do better. They're betting big they can do better.
And, yeah, like we were mentioning a while back, it is tricky, too, with that, just in that everybody's won one of these races already. It's a fair bit of physical exertion, but they're going to go with it.
And your wheels hardly ever get better after rolling. Yeah. Your wheels hardly ever improve after a roll.
But they probably have more than one set, so we'll see what happens. Yep. Everybody, please do stay clear of the course. We do have these rerolls coming up. One in about 4 minutes, SIGNU-A. After that, SIGEP-A, DGA. And then it looks like we're going to be able to squeeze in our exhibitions. So stick around for those. SIGEP-A and SAE alumni against one another. CIA drivers versus Apex alumni. And the final one of the day, BAA versus sweepstakes, which will be thrilling. I will be pushing my first ever buggy. So tune in for that. If anybody has Hill 1 tips, let me know. I don't know if I've ever touched a push bar.
Can we cue up that Madonna song, like a virgin, just for Wills?
You should get that radio show back, Mark. Sweeps has let me know. As soon as we finish the BAA sweepstakes exhibition, we will be doing a big group photo down by Margaret Morrison. So if everybody would like to congregate there, if you would like to be included in the photograph, that'll happen. So plenty of fun still to come about 3 minutes away here from SIGNU-A. Good job by their driver earlier stopping when there really was no opportunity to pass. They will have a clear course here. Always sometimes tough on the rerolls because you don't necessarily have someone going up against you to get you fired up and all of that. But
And please make sure that course does stay clear. It's very, very important for the rerolls. We don't have a second opportunity for them. If the course is clear, you do not want to get hit by a buggy.
Well, right now the only people in the road are all ancient buggy farts, so I think we're all right.
And while we're talking about exhibitions, for those who don't know, Sweepstakes is the student organization that runs Buggy every year. It's made up of a few students who are very, very dedicated. And then the BAA is the Buggy Alumni Association, which is all the old people shouting about Buggy that you see, and sometimes young people as well. It's a lot of alumni. Buggy's really unique. Everyone's very passionate about it and likes to stay on board for years to come.
One of the amazing things about Buggy is the community that has formed around it, and that's something that I think comes through on the Buggy podcast that the BAA has been doing, hosted by Will Liner himself in the last couple years, and you can really see those stories and that community happen through the ages, because Buggy has been happening for 100 years now, and we've been able to speak to people from 1971 up to current students at CMU today. So it's so exciting to see everyone come together to celebrate this unique sport.
And it is wild, right? The amount of recall people have from 50 years ago or whatever. Like, I can't remember what I had for breakfast. I didn't have anything for breakfast, actually. But really, really some amazing stories. Also have to shout you out, Rachel. Produce it. Does the actual difficult work. I just get to hear people talk about Buggy.
No, the podcasts are awesome.
You see Signe out here floating the Buggy, holding it up off the ground.
Probably have some wheel treatment there. Going to go as fast as they can. I bet they are pumped up. They know what time they need to be to try and get a trophy. And...
I don't think we're gonna be threatening that time. Call me a pessimist.
Mark, a venerable Sigma Nu alum
and realist.
Eight, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Ready, set.
So here we go. Sigma Nu is off on their reroll. The first of two. The time to get a trophy, 214.84. But if nothing else, you also always just want to see your team be able to finish the race, get a time around the course, and looking pretty good and fast here on Hill 1.
Very nice. One of the nice things about rerolls from like a purser standpoint is that if you felt you made any mistakes, you get to fix them now. Which I know several people who sometimes feel like their race day push was not the best they could have done, or their race play roll wasn't the best they could have done. And so...
Well, the Signe back hills are fresh.
Yeah.
They haven't seen the bike yet. They wonder what it looks like.
It's black.
Black.
And little wheels. Yeah.
Well, CIA is blue and red, so I guess blue and red is the true fast this year.
Yeah, props again to CIA. Top times on men's and women's. About a 57-second stop sign there. Congratulations on the all-gender. Will be interesting to see if Pika's final time is allowed, setting a course record there. If not, SDC will take home that gold. So SDC.
Zoo taking the shoot flag right there. Smoothish so far. Pretty good turn. Oh, yeah. And a little wobble, but she saved it. Nice. A little wide here going by this driveway, but we'll see where... There's the Hillsbury pusher. He's waiting. He waited a little too much. Not you said, better to be low than high, and that was not low.
Exactly. Hopefully they can make it up, though, by being fast.
Or at least shirtless, apparently.
Aerodynamics.
Although the best pushing outfit was when the Pike and Men's team were dressed as mimes. I liked that a lot.
See, they used to have their D team push in suits. I wonder if maybe it's just gotten to be a logistical nightmare to deal with.
No, yeah, they're too serious. It's the new look CIA with their seriousness and their winning and no suits.
Plus, a triple Windsor is really hard to tie in the wind.
Next thing you know, they're going to stop doing pancakes. And Signe Nu, pretty nice time looking ahead right here. Not enough for top six, but I think they're going to be very happy with this in the house, coming across at a 219.648.
Yeah,
that would put
breaking
them
220 is good for them.
That would put them in eighth place.
Top 10 time is definitely amazing.
And like 2 years ago, they got fourth place with a bunch of DQs in front of them. This year, that's a good time for them. Solid effort for the guys. Kudos.
After all the races, the judges go through and review all of the tapes and footage from the day. It's not just the races that you see. There's a lot of rules made there to protect the safety of the teams and the drivers. And so there's videos from all of the hill-to-hill transitions. There's videos at the stop sign. And teams will know anything that they see is that's weird. And so there's always a chance for mix-ups later that no one caught, until the judges spent the afternoon looking through the tapes. So we'll see the final announcements at the award ceremony later today.
Yeah, they're very diligent in reviewing everything, and it's there's definitely been surprises in the past, and depending on where you're sitting, that can be a really wonderful surprise or a heartbreaking surprise after putting so much into a day where you thought you were going to get some hardware.
Yeah, you can find sheep in your lane, Scooter. You might get DQ'd. You never know.
This is going to be...
Python reference. Never mind.
Try. Yeah. This next heat is going to be very interesting, I think. Sigapay and DGA didn't necessarily get to fully let loose last time they were out there. Sig Epe, you know, I think pretty fired up by the flagger interference.
So DG got struck from behind by a passing buggy, and then we got flagger interference getting the Sig Epe on our costume.
Yep. Yeah, I have, my sources have shared photographic evidence.
These are still two fast teams, so once again, another possibility for shakeups in the top 10.
Yeah, right.
Because DG was quick up and over, so who knows.
DG is one of the new teams in the past couple years, so the first sorority, I'm pretty sure, to ever race. So very impressive on DG's part. Taking a loner buggy that wasn't rolling very well, fixing it up so that it does roll well, I see great things in their future.
Yeah, and even just the fact they have a very competitive men's team out there, and are able to do that recruiting. Another good podcast episode, honestly, is the one with Katie Zapanta and the other DG people whose names I've forgotten. But
yeah, they put a lot into building that team. They took knowledge from a lot of different buggy organizations and their own families sometimes to do it. And I think everyone on the course is excited to see new teams come up and join us.
So 221.17, the time to beat to get into the top 10. If you want to get a trophy, you got to be the 214.84. Sig Epe betting that they're going to beat their 214.73, as this reroll will be their final time.
It'll be interesting to see if Sig Epe's gamble pays off, because they're already getting a trophy.
If they think they can do better, then in their minds they have nothing to lose here.
That's fair.
It's really about what do they think is possible.
Well, I guess then, yeah, really, they to not lose a spot, right, they got to keep that time. But to stay with a trophy, they got to just beat 219.18, so you'd think they have that. But, you know, given everything, I think they really want to see a time maybe closer to 210.
It's a bold plan, Cotton. See how it works for them.
Very excited. I mean, they're getting to roll later. The sun's been out a little more, so it might be worthwhile.
I'm going to say officially it's no warmer. I am up here freezing.
That sounds like a personal problem. I'm warmer.
Well, I left my jacket down there as a bold move, daring the gods to make me cold, and they did. They made me cold.
Yeah, there was a little while where, like, the sun was directly on the booth, and that was nice, and I had my jacket off, and now
I'm
cold again.
I saw you wearing sunglasses.
Yeah, well, it was like...
wow, Will's having a ball up there.
Yeah,
it's like
right.
Beach time. Well, it's really interesting because Pittsburgh is so finicky with weather. Last year we had race day in the 80s. We were having to, like, fan drivers, get them in and out of the buggies at the last minute, because especially the dark ones, they just become hot boxes. And then we've had rained out years before too, and so I'm really appreciative that everyone's so flexible. We have plans for getting only one day, we have plans for getting pushed to Sunday.
Shout out to everyone that did a lot of work behind the scenes to change those schedules and get everything prepped and show up. Yeah. It's definitely a last-minute scramble to make a change like that happen once there's that heavy rain.
Especially since it was still raining last night, and so trying to predict how fast the course is going to dry, how well everything's going to line up, takes a lot of guts and a lot of skill on the part of Sweepstakes and the chairman.
And we were only off by like 15 minutes. We started like two heats late. That's about it.
And I almost overslept. Oops. That's happened before.
Here comes the rerolls.
About 30 seconds here to this final reroll. Then we will have three exhibitions, then a group photo. So do stick around.
Hey, if there's another broadcaster who wants to do these exhibitions, come down here and I'll give you my spot, because I need to get off this tower or I'm going to die.
9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Ready, set,
well, pretty tight neck and neck here on hill one. Sig Epe starting to separate slightly.
Whoa.
Shep goes there. Oh my, this
neck
is gonna
neck.
Be close.
Oh wow. Sometimes when you get two pushers together, they really start racing, and then it gets exciting.
Yeah, and a monster shove by DG right there.
Oh.
Siget maintaining some space in front, but this is going to be another interesting race through the three roll and shoot.
Yeah, the guys on the oars inside the boogie, they're they're rowing hard. They're holding station here, but it's going to get interesting.
The flattest section of the course from the free roll is about to come up. This is where buggies always stop when they have bags on, so this is where a pass can happen.
This is where good wheels tell you they're good wheels right here.
Flagging one after another.
Yeah, evenly spaced. It looks like they're basically holding station here.
Those flaggers did a great job managing that.
Ooh, a little bit of push there in the first turn. There may be some catching on hill three. Yeah.
Wow. Nice turn. What a turn by DG right there.
So clean. One right after the other.
Wow. Look at that line taken by DG. A thrilling, thrilling re-roll to close things out. This will come down to the pushers, and they're both 18, so they're both big, strong guys.
Yeah, that spacing has stayed about the same since the Hill 2 push-off, so it's going to be interesting at the line.
Very close here. Sigepe can feel DG breathing down their neck.
Wow.
Starting to separate a little bit there with that Hill 4 pusher.
Very strong.
And going off with a 4-5 shove.
Still very close.
DG right behind. Just a few seconds as we cross over 2 minutes. Again, 2:14 the time you're going to want to beat to make sure you're on the podium getting a trophy. Coming up close to that finish line as we go 2:11, 2:12. Looking overhead.
Oh.
And at 2:14.923.
Ever so slightly slower than their previous time.
DG,
but the official times? Not yet.
Cross closer to 2:18 or so, I would guess.
Wow. Incredible from both of the teams. Great driving from the drivers, great pushing from the pushers. Honestly, one of the more exciting re-rolls I've ever seen.
Yeah, no, that was good. Ultimately, not too much chaos. Siget might have dropped from 5th to 6th, but still definitely safely on the podium. Waiting for those times.
It looks like it was almost exactly the same.
214.88.
Which is 0.04 milliseconds.
Slower than SDCB, and they lost about a tenth of a second there.
It's how neck and neck it gets. It's insane how much the little details matter once you get down to those top few teams.
Yeah, and that gap there might have been a little tight early in the shoot turn. You kind of see the buggy wad itself up. After that, she corrected, but by then the time's lost. So
that DQ time from Siget A was 2:14.73, and then their re-roll time was 2:14.88. I feel like they did pretty much exactly the same thing.
Which is impressive, honestly.
Yeah, exactly.
It means the team knows what they're doing. It means that they've practiced, that they can put up the same time multiple times.
Just like Pika this year and last year, come out, you give it everything you have. If you're a well-oiled organization, you're not going to have any surprises. You know when to do the transitions. You know where your Hill 3 pickup is going to be. And you have everything just kind of coordinated, ready to go, and you can consistently put up those fantastic times. And it's really cool to see, I think, re-rolls or year after year times being so close to each other.
Yeah, I'd like to thank everybody for another great race day. This is going to be my last broadcast. I'm hanging it up after this. And I want to shout out to Will, who's been a solid, solid companion all these years. I miss Andy. And thank you to Abby Sullivan, who actually got me involved in broadcasting in the first place, way, way back when the BAA first formed. It's been fun. Seen a lot of stuff. You won't miss me. Goodbye.
There's going to be big shoes to fill in terms of the shoot commentating. So can we get the times up? I'd love to go through what might be the final times before DQs. So CIAA in first with 2:07.53. SDCA in second with 2:07.71. Third is Pika A with 2:09.86. Fourth is CIAB, our first B team, 2:13.14. Five is SDCB, 2:14.84. Six is Siget A reroll, 2:14.88. 7 is CIAC, 2:19.18, the only C team on this list. 8 is Signo A reroll, 2-1961. 9 is Spirit A, 2-2005. And 10 is DGA reroll, 2-2028. Looks like a lot of those rerolls paid off. Now, keep in mind that these are the final times before any judgment calls on DQs, which will happen during tape review later this afternoon. So come to awards this afternoon. I don't remember the time. It's somewhere near 4. Look it up on the Carnival website. But that's when we'll find out the final true placing times.
And race day, I believe, is not yet over.
It is not.
We have a couple exhibitions coming up, and these are always so fun to do. It's a chance
exhibitions
for
teams are so fun.
And drivers to come out and just have a little more fun with it, do some friendly rivalries, or push in suits or something crazy like that. So stick around, because we are going to look at those exhibitions pretty quickly, and I believe Will Weiner's pushing for the first time ever.
Exciting. I'm also pushing for the Apex Alumni Exhibition,
so you will see.
I will be actively running out of the booth.
Multiple dashes out of the booth, and then see these people pushing the buggies.
Please, Apex Alumni.
It should be so exciting.
Please,
yeah,
Apex
we got,
Alum, please go on.
Ooh, SIGEP. Ooh, we even got names.
Oh, wow.
Might as well do it.
That's really put together.
Yeah, the driver, Lucy Cow. Hill 1, Tilden Jackson. Hill 2, Todd Atchef. Hill 3, Thomas McClenahan. Hill 4, Luca Diem. Hill 5, Ian Kelly.
And so, given that there's about to be more buggies on the course, please stay off the course for as long as possible. You'll see that lead truck coming through again. They're at the end. They're for fun. They're to let people who didn't get a chance to run, or people who wish they ran, or people who ran 10 years ago.
And to have a little extra fun.
They're fun. Sweeps versus BAA is the one I'm excited about. It's a little bit of a rivalry, although these teams work together. Last year, Sweepstakes absolutely destroyed the BAA.
We are gonna come back with a passion.
It's really hard because Bumper's not on the course this year, so BAA has managed to get a buggy that is actually maybe competitive. I love Bumper, but it's a little slow.
I would love to.
Game one, I think, I believe that's Matt Katase. One of the co-founders of Brew Gentlemen, delightful brewery in Braddock, Pennsylvania, where I now reside. We went to school together. And they make good beer. If you're into good beer,
10,
Brew Gentlemen.
9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, ready, set.
Yeah, I wonder why they have had to go back to back.
That choice, get the reroll in, but not the exhibition, and that's really what matters. The exhibitions are fun, but the races are really what matters.
Yeah, let's and here goes this. Matt, looking pretty good on hill one. I'm trying to take some notes.
On your pushing?
Yeah, I overslept, and so I just like sprinted out of the house, did not bring any athletic gear.
I'm pretty sure the slowest hill one time from the past 2 years on Apex Women's D. So you got to beat me. That's the time.
Okay,
to beat.
Great.
It's like over a minute each.
And nice 1-2 transition here. Barbie looking good, going smooth into the free roll.
Only the best from Barbie. Nice clean lines. It's been a while since she's rolled, so I'm sure she's having fun right now. A little wider of a line than most people, though. It's interesting.
It's a pretty experienced driver, right?
Yes, Carly's driven quite a bit. She knows what she's doing. Please outside. Another fun mechanical tidbit is that different teams will make their axles centered or non-centered, because the choice that some people make is that non-centering the axle will help you in the chute turn, but might not help you during pushing. So, another little mechanical choice that doesn't care these races. Ooh, nice clean chute turn.
Yeah, really, for an exhibition, pretty beautiful run right here being put on by the SAE alumni.
Nice. Good hill three.
Oh, they look excited to be pushing buggies. I love that.
I'm excited. I'm going to try to push a hill two, I think, unless... Oh!
Oof!
Oh,
a little tumble.
A little bit of a fall on the course there. Props to that pusher for giving it their all.
just want to be like Mark Estes. Mark, are you still in the shooter? I guess not. You would have been talking there. So here we are, Hill 4. Two more exhibitions after this, and then a big old group photo. So do make sure to join us down there, Margaret Morrison, if you'd like to be a part of that. Hill 5 is fast.
This is a good... Sometimes, like, head pushers come back and really make the exhibitions super exciting. I remember... Last year, I think we had an exhibition that was basically a neck-and-neck race.
This is an incredible exhibition time. Look at them go.
That is a good time.
Yeah, that would put them in 23rd place this year for Mets. I mean, but, like, in a good way. Like, they were 27 teams or something like that.
A group that wasn't training probably did not push together until right this instant.
I think they killed it. Congratulations.
I'm impressed.
We hope you had fun.
I always think the exhibition teams have fun. It's just a great time. It's great to push a buggy. I know a lot of people who used to push really miss it. I don't miss Hill 1, but I do miss some of the other hills, personally. But there's some feeling of power. It's so unique. You don't really get to run like that anywhere else.
No, I do sometimes, just returning my shopping cart or whatever, practice my shoves a little bit in the Giant Eagle parking lot. So I've been leading up to this moment. So we have right now, it is going to be the CIA drivers and the Apex alumni, and then the grudge match, BAA versus sweepstakes.
Now, here's the thing. The BAA has a lot of people to choose from, but sweepstakes often just has, like, former drivers, for safety chair. Last year we had what we thought was the shortest sweeps, and we still beat the BAA. So, fingers crossed for this year. I'm not biased at all, but I'm supporting sweepstakes wholeheartedly. I will represent.
And I will support the BAA and be against you on this, and we will see who is victorious.
Fight. I will not give up.
Yeah.
I mean, the BAA has to prove something after that defeat last year, right?
I mean, I think they just deserved it.
Yeah, we'll see. You know, if it's level playing field, I like our chances. I like our athleticism and our vigor.
What does it mean to have a level playing field?
We got a little bit of a treat here leading into this next exhibition. We actually have some videos from 2001, the first race day that CMU-TV did. Shout out the podcast again. Really interesting story behind this. But these are the first CMU-TV videos of race day back from 2001. So let's take a look.
And if there's audio and this is being webcast, I hope you're listening.
In 2001, CMU-TV broadcast race day live to the campus community for the first time ever.
This is CMU-TV. This is history. This is our first year doing live.
Okay.
It's exciting for all of us.
That footage makes its worldwide debut.
I wanted to ask you guys, what do you think is going on? Like, what are your impressions of, like, Indian?
Yeah, Buggy's a great time. It brings everybody together. It's this community atmosphere. You have all kinds of craziness going on. You have people excited. You have smiley cookies. I don't know if these were provided by bonding services, but everybody gets in the act. I bet you even parking enforcement takes the day off. It's insanity.
There are certain things that, from a more looking at it from a competitive standpoint, that you can see on a good roll. On race day, obviously, you can pick out the really strong hill pushers, and there's been pushers in the past since I've seen a few race days now that they'll get separation on hill 2, which is quite short, and it's amazing to see. Or you'll see the buggy come through the chute and just carry its speed up hill 3. You know, people have, they'll mark it by the windows on Baker Hall, Baker Porter, and or they'll roll the plug, which is fire hydrant down there in the stairs, and just to see a buggy carrying the speed through there is just fun to watch.
Join us on the CMU Buggy YouTube channel for all the thrills.
Touch break in it, they're all close. The last pickup. What is going on?
Spills.
1 minute.
molecules.
And it's so important. So important. There, we have a winner. Oh.
It looks like Fringe has won.
Fringe, yes, they
Fringe has
won.
Beat Pika.
Race Day 2001, coming this summer.
Alrighty, well, before I go push my exhibition, I do want to say that I was born after that footage was taken. Thank you, everyone.
I feel so old. I thought 2001 was recent. It's not. We're old. It looks like Brian's joining us in the booth, tapping in here.
I think somebody's got to fill in for you while you're down on a hill.
9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, ready, set!
CAA drivers, the Apex alum. I know Elena's pushing for Apex. CIA has, I think, 5 buggies that they rolled this year, so they've probably got a full push team for the drivers.
Yeah, and, you know, kind of a nice victory lap for them after, again, taking home the men's and women's titles. Now I'll be able to give the drivers a little bit of shine.
I don't know if that's confusion on that team between Atlanta and McHugh, or if that was planned all along.
It was definitely planned all along.
I don't know, McHugh Frank felt like he stepped in a bit there and took the buggy away. I like CIA rolling Roadrunner with the cape.
Phoenix always pulls up some speed on that free roll, no matter what happened. I was wanted to, but it looks like McHugh got a pretty solid push off.
And it's a solidly built buggy. Not many organizations out there, you know, 11 years later, still rolling their initial build. Putting up a solid time here, too.
Yeah, 106 on the stop sign.
That's right up there with the mid-tier men's teams.
Yeah. I mean, even what we saw from SAE, too. And people are getting serious on these exhibitions.
Oh, absolutely. And just wait until the next one.
Yeah, right. Well, that one, there's a lot of hatred involved.
A bit of an early start of the turn there for Phoenix, but plenty of time to correct that and easily gets through the chute.
Very tight there on that kind of corner with the hay bales.
And here you got Roadrunner coming across the chute flag and into the chute on the bottom left, on the bottom right, and on the top left. We got one of the cool things about exhibitions is there aren't rules around pushers because you don't have roster DQs. So really, anyone who wants to push, you just jump in. I mean, as long as it's your team and you've got permission beforehand. So, you know, we had the Hill 3, the Hill 3.25, the Hill 3.5.
Yeah, whatever McHugh was doing.
Yep. This is the 4 to the 4 and a third to the 4 and a half. That looks like Head Judge Jossio is going to be pushing here.
Go Jossio.
Is he going to be pushing again for the sweepstakes on the next heat? Is that Connor's doing double duty
Connor's
here?
Connor's doing double duty.
He's getting warmed up for the next heat. Wait, was that Connor or is that Apex's current chair?
He did say he was going to be doing Apex as well. So.
Wait, is that Trevor? I think Trevor just pushed off on Hill 5? Is that... Oh, no, sorry, that was Sydney Baker. My bad.
Connor is saving his strength
for sweepstakes. We need this.
He did not get his all or that.
No, that was his warm-up jog. This is, they're getting close to the finish line here. They're going to break 3 minutes, I think. it's going to be close, but they got 3 more pushers lined up, so they got a shot here.
Every Apex alum gets a touch the button.
Oh, that might have been too big a shove to let both pushers touch it. None of them get it!
Push bar!
None of them get it! 3.006! You guys didn't even break 3 minutes with that.
Aw, man! And they didn't have the hand on the push bar. It's a DQ. Pretty sure, right?
They
missed it.
The 35 pushers was not a roster DQ, but finish on a push bar, you gotta have them at a while.
I mean, some things are sacred in this world, you know?
You know, the CIA driver's putting up a solid time here.
Yeah.
This is coming in the 3:30 right now, but, I mean, this time they beat one or two of the women's teams this year, I think.
Hey, it's faster than Bathtub Buggy, it's faster than the Wooden Buggy.
It's faster than AE Pie's A-Team back in 2011.
Congratulations, CIA and their drivers, on a great day. Have this one exhibition here, then we'll wrap things up, take a group picture. This one, a very important exhibition.
The
one
most
will be
important.
Talked about for years. BAA trying to get their revenge on sweepstakes. I might go down and start getting a little loose.
You do that. We'll warm up the crowd here. I don't know if there's anyone from sweepstakes who isn't pushing. The booth is a little, BAA slant. Oh, Elena's back. Elena, you wanna vouch for sweepstakes here?
Sweepstakes is amazing. We do have one person who was an Apex B team pusher. So that's at least one pusher. I think everyone else is mainly driver focused. So TBD on how that goes, but I think we can do it again. There was no interference last year whatsoever to cinch the race.
Well, the BAA has maybe the same Apex B team pusher in Connor Hayes. He was probably something different. But
he'll too as well, actually. I believe it is Solaris from Apex and Vice from SDC.
Yes.
But I could be wrong. Sometimes these things change based on rerolls.
Yes. As of publication time, those were the buggies. But yes, things may have changed. But Sweepstakes has managed to get SDC to lend them their buggy, and the BAA got a big step up this year. No offense to Fringe.
No offense.
Interested to see what that CA buggy looks like without. Sorry, SDC buggy looks like without SDC pushers.
I've heard, because we had, because of the DQ from SDC last year, we did have some SDC pushers who came and joined Apex briefly, so I heard from them that the buggies roll really well, like you push them and they keep going instead of slowing down, but that is all word of mouth.
I wish I knew what that felt like.
You can always jump in, join Sweepstakes right now.
I think we got 2 minutes to the... Big drum roll, watching Will Weiner push Hill 1, his first time ever pushing a buggy. He's been talking about it for roughly 15 years. For those of you who don't know, you may know him as the voice of Buggy, but he had no involvement in Buggy when he was a student. He was a WRCT person. He came on his freshman year to do the play-by-play, and then we just never let him leave. So we're finally
giving
him the chance.
Him to push. Now, I will remind everyone, this is going to be the last thing, but please stay off the roads before then, even if it's people who are small or old pushing. It's still going to be a fast buggy. No offense to the VAA, but I got a trash talk. Like, the whole point of this is trash talking.
Oh, there he is! Look at him! He's all ready to go!
He's got to do the, like, pats, the jumps that the pushers always do. I'm not a pusher. I don't know what they do.
Do we have rosters over there?
I don't know if we have.
I was looking for them earlier.
Well, I know.
Do you know the sweepstakes roster?
I do know the sweepstakes.
Okay, you run through that. I went through the VAA roster.
Sweepstakes, I don't know what order they're doing, actually. So, Hill 1 is going to be Harry Nguyen. He was assistant chairman. Hill 2 is Aviva. She was design competition chairman. Hill 3, I don't know which order these last they are in, but we have Elizabeth Zapanta, who was Marcom. We have Olivia Ehrman, who is Buggy Book. We have Laura, who is safety chair, and we have Ale, who is chairman. So how we're going to end up splitting those hills up, we shall see. But this year's sweepstakes, excellent people. Not all of them are pushers, though, so we'll see how that goes.
Excellent. Until today, the BAA roster here is Will Weiner on Hill 1, Ben Matsky, former BAA president, on Hill 2. I believe Matt Galabrese, the current broadcast committee chair, on Hill 3. You got, I think, Wade Gordon.
Nine, four, five, four, three, two, one, ready, set,
go! Now, Will does pogo. He's a pogo guy, so he's in shape. But he's never pushed a buggy before, and it's a very good skill.
And Harry's an experienced pusher. Harry's pushed many hill ones before.
You know what? They're keeping it close.
Yeah, they're pretty close together.
This is going to be a race to watch. The most exciting race of the day turns out to be BAA versus sweepstakes.
Oh,
really? Yeah,
the fact that Will made it all the way up hill one is super impressive. And Ben putting up a solid here, too. This is going to be
a spurt of speed.
A really early push off from Sweepstakes, an interesting strategy. El Solaris. Now this is where I get to see the free roll times of these particular buggies. These are both good buggies. Solaris is an 18 buggy. Bane is an 18 buggy. So,
I'm
18 buggy.
Honestly, I'm a little worried, and I think the Solaris driver did maybe tap the brakes. Maybe not. It looked like the distance got a little wider, but you know what? They're both moving.
It definitely
Maggie works. Would never, never fix any race. I'm a beloved driver.
I appreciate that it's definitely closer this year than it was with Bumper. So, Bumper, a French buggy that was brought out this year for the sole purpose of having other French buggies pass it in for pass tests during the spring semester. So you got bikes making the shoot turn here.
And we are going to see here, hopefully BAA can make it back up.
You know what? We're through cleanly. That means it's a clean day of rolls, minus the one hiccup in the women's side with the and then the brief collision of the men's side. Yeah,
I believe
it's all pushers and we've got a chance, but I don't think Matt Gallabrese has ever pushed a buggy either, so whereas I can't tell who that was pushing a three.
I mean, it's looking close.
Better push me Lara on a four.
I believe in Wade, though. Wade's a beast. Then we just gotta get it to Connor to close it out.
It's gonna be Connor versus Ale on hill five.
The matchup.
Oh no, that's Elizabeth Sapanta. My bad. Oh, a bit of a stumble there, but she's got a pretty big lead.
Yeah,
can Connor
lead
catch
good.
It up?
I believe in Connor.
Oh, that was a four and a half. Okay.
Oh, they hit a four and a half.
I can't tell who's... That's not Connor pushing right now.
No.
So we have a four and a half also. We maybe brought in a ringer? I don't know.
Someone. I can't tell who is that.
It's going to be tight, but that is Ale, right? I'm not wrong about that. So it is going to be Ale versus Connor coming up to the finish here.
And
but
Ale's, like,
Ale's got enough of a lead. I don't know. That oh, wait, no, Connor's coming! Connor's coming! Look at this! It's going to be close! Ale holds on! Oh, what a race!
You need to figure out if that driver had to tap the brakes, because that would change everything about how this ended.
I'm going
to
claim she did, whether or not she actually did.
I saw it clearly with my own eyes.
Yeah. Sorry, I just mostly wanted to breathe heavily on air.
Wanted to rub it in and languish in your pain. I would like to officially say on Sweepstakes' behalf that Maggie would never. And Sweepstakes won because they deserved it and because we're the best.
Congratulations. Interesting. Thank you, Apex, for landing the buggy. And thank you to everybody so much for joining us here. This has been an absolute blast. What a great race day. Congratulations to Pike and or SDC on the all-gender side.
UCA is saying they didn't push enough this race day. They're missing some extra.
Oh, wow. Congratulations as well, CIA, for their victories on men's and women's.
Will, you can commentate your own race and play.
I mean, I don't know.
Sweepstakes is getting a little separation here.
They definitely did.
Separation. I don't know.
No, I got smoked a little bit, but I wasn't as bad as I thought it would be.
Anyways, I'd like to remind everyone that was the last heat, and we are going to be taking a picture at the bottom of Hill 1 for all who those want to join. And teams, please remember that we have chairs.
Yeah. No, so we're going through the rest of the replay on this. Absolutely thrilling, but thank you so much to everybody who came out here for this race day. Great day of racing. Congratulations to our champions. But want to just give a huge shout out to everybody who helped make all this happen, all the student organizations, WRCT, CMU-TV, W3VC, Sweepstakes, Student Affairs, all the advisors, Buggy Alumni Association, all my fellow broadcasters as well. Want to also give a special shout out to Mark Estes. Rumor has it this may be his last year broadcasting.
I think he looks pretty sad.
And so just really want to give him special recognition. Done so much for this broadcast. Showed me a lot of grace as I figured out this sport. And, you know, did a lot behind the scenes to make this happen. So just really want to acknowledge Mark. Thank him for all his work. Everything he's done for Buggy over these years. I'm still catching my breath.
Let's see the eight. We have exhibition leaderboard. SDC 2 is sweeping, so I guess SDC wins that. And that's Apex crazy. Alone got DQ'd? What?
Pushbar! Pushbar! That is crazy though. BAA, 1.3 seconds
DQ'd
behind.
We got DQ'd for Roster, but we get DQ'd for Pushbar.
But
that
anyways,
that's a good time.
Just one more time. Really want to thank everybody again. We're going to take a big group picture down by Margaret Morrison. But thank you so much to everybody who made this happen. WRCT, CMU-TV, BAA, Sweepstakes, W3VC, Campus EMS, Student Affairs, all that good stuff. We had a great time out here. Congratulations to our winners. Everybody go down to the bottom of the hill. Take the group photo.
Group photo.
For everybody else.
No fun if there wasn't documentation.
Yeah. For everybody else, I have been Will Weiner. Thank you, and we'll catch you next year here on WRCT 88.3 Pittsburgh.
Goodbye, everyone.
About creating a healthier future in the Mon Valley region. Japan's Nippon Steel is buying U.S. steel for just over $14 billion. Nicole Nesby with the Group 412 Justice says the asthma rate in the Mon Valley is 4 to 5 times higher than the national average. She points out they're being left out of important conversations about the sale and are urging better health protections.
We are actually gathering to demand a seat at the table. We, the communities which have been impacted by the pollutants for decades, have not had a seat at the table. Our voice needs to be heard.
Nesby says the sale isn't supposed to affect local employment, as U.S. Steel has said it will keep the contract as it currently exists. U.S. Steel's Mon Valley Works, which includes the Clairton Coke Works, is the biggest coke plant in the country. Natisha Washington with the Breathe Project says the plants have a long history of breaking air quality rules and facing complaints. Washington adds the plants keep getting fined for exceeding pollution limits and even have trouble getting new permits.
There is no transparency with the communities about, these air quality days being bad. No protections, no resources like air filters or anything that's supporting residents that are affected by these bad air days.
Washington adds money is being put in a clean air fund and a community benefit trust, but there has been no visible improvement to community health so far. She adds many Mon Valley residents are feeling the impact of either poor air or water quality. A new study highlights the importance of Pennsylvania's early intervention program and its services for infants and toddlers at risk of developmental delays. Carrie King, who heads Pennsylvania Partnerships for Children, explains there are two early intervention programs, Part B for preschoolers aged 3 to 5, and her group advocates for Part C, which supports infants and toddlers and is administrated through the Department of Human Services. King says only 46,000 children are served by Part C.
The way services are delivered is usually in a home setting. So you'll have a trained professional come into the home to meet with whether it's mom or dad or another caregiver to address whatever concerns might be present with that child.
As the state budget for the next fiscal year approaches its June 30th deadline, King adds the Thriving PA campaign supports Governor Josh Shapiro's proposal to increase funding for Part C early intervention services. A $16.6 million boost in the governor's budget would allow an additional 3,000 children to receive support. King adds addressing a child's developmental delays as soon as possible helps put them on the route to success in the future.
There's a lot of research out there that shows if developmental delays are not addressed earlier, the longer it goes before there is some type of intervention. It leads to increased costs, for example, in special education.
I'm Danielle Smith, Keystone State News Connection. Find our trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.
Hello, audience. Please don't murmur. You are listening to Jay Thurber. He is sometimes entertaining, and I'm telling you there's no use in complaining. He likes Freebird and Tom Lehrer. Narrow neckties, he's a wearer. Though his show may have some merit, it's Jay Thurber, you'll just have to grin and bear it.